Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. Woohoo! This is your Magic Mama, Sharona Rapsik, and I am coming to you live from the Big Apple, New York City. And I am so happy that you are joining me today. This little radio show is all about creating magic and miracles in all areas of our lives, using angel guidance and that divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe that we are all each a part of. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That is the one and only radio network with spirit. And Psychic You. So please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, as well as our online courses offered at Psychic You. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So please go visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn more. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. To learn more, go to www.EdgarCayceNYC.org. Remember, that's Edgar Cayce with the Cayce spelled C-A-Y-C-E, followed by N-Y-C. Now, Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show where we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, working with the cycles of the moon, synchronicity, the laws of attraction, and good vibrations. I want to thank you, Brian Wilson and the Big Choice, and much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. You can listen to our show on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net/live on your internet browser, and you can also listen in on your phone too by simply calling in, which reminds me to tell you, this is a live call-in show, so if you would like a mini reading, an angel message, angel Reiki, or to ask a question, or maybe you want to add your comments to today's topic, or even just to say hello, the number to call is 7-816-4628. Once again, that is 714-816-4628. But that's to listen. And if you want to be live on the air so we can pick up your call, you must press the number 1 on your phone keypad, because this will flag us on the switchboard And we do take calls in the order that they are received, so please don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the queue. And also, if you like tarot cards and all things psychic, don't forget to join the Tarot Guild. It's free to join, and once you become one of our members, you can go to www.thetarotguild.com/chat, and you will be able to go in our chat room. And there's a lot of fun and interesting people that are already in there. And you can also chat with us that way, because I will be checking in with the chat room. Okay, now that we've got all that important information out of the way, it's time to start, everybody. And I'm so excited because we have a really special guest today. Her name is Patricia Calabrese. Patricia Calabrese is a holistic life and business coach. She guides people who struggle with feeling overwhelmed, out of energy, and undervalued, and teaches them how to step into their power, harness their energy, and uncover their true potential. Okay, woohoo! Welcome, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sharona. Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be on. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How you doing?
Oh, it's great. Doing great. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
I loved your intro with
pleasure.
All the magic and stuff. I was like, oh, good. I get to be a part of the magic and the law of attraction. Yes, all good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So you're another believer. You believe that magic is real, right?
Oh, yeah. Every breath you take, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, life is magic. And how do you experience magic in your life?
Well, I think it has to do with paying attention, which, you know, probably sounds it sounds easy. How do they always say that, you know, a lot of things they're simple but they're not easy, because you have to keep noticing, which means you have to call it into your awareness. You know, a lot of people tend to walk through their day, and they don't see. There's a lot of magical things that are happening. But, you know, you can be focused on a fight you had with your spouse, or you could be focused on how beautiful the sky is. You see what I mean? So it has to do with where your focus is. So I spend a lot of time consciously refocusing on the things that make me feel good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a saying on the show that everything is energy. And energy has a sound, it has a mood, it has a feeling, it has a smell to it. And you just need to wake up your senses and you'll see that, you know, you're not alone. There's something out there.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. When you said that energy has a sound, you reminded me that this morning I did a sound meditation. You know, sometimes a meditation, I want to sit in quiet. Sometimes I want to use sound to put me, you know, it's a more focused meditation. It's sort of like a visualization. So when you said sound has energy, it's like, yep, I was making those sounds this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something out there that is always trying to get our attention. And we just kind of have to, we use the word a lot, raise your vibration. But it's really one of the ways that you raise your vibration is you just become conscious, not just of you're conscious of yourself, you're conscious of your breath and every breath that's taken into your body, but, you know, you just feel that you're not alone. Something's helping you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I work with children. I've been a teacher as well, and I always think especially like when you're a teenager, it's because the feelings are just so intense. And if you remember being a teenager, you know, everything,
oh,
you just
yeah.
feel everything more. And so often it's a matter, I find, even if I see a child who looks like they're in some kind of a, they need some sort of help, is trying to just remind them that they're not all by themselves and that things are changing all the time. I read a book once where they talked, they aligned life with the sky. You know, it could be a beautiful day and then there could be some clouds and then there could be these thunderous clouds, but it keeps changing, you know. And
Sometimes
it's really easy to feel like that support. Sometimes you really can just feel it, and other times it really does feel like a dark night of the soul. It does. But it is always there. It's just, you know, I remember reading sometime that God never turns away from you, or spirit, however you want to call it, but you turn away from it. So.
Yeah. Well, there is definitely, I call it the magic universe, but other people call it God or the great spirit or the great goddess. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's like the angels. When I teach people about communicating with angels, you know, you can give them a name, but they don't really care because they just want you to, you know, recognize their love. And it'll work with you in the beginning, even if you don't believe in it. But, of course, if you believe in it, you're going to start to see what we call synchronicity or serendipity in your life.
I love that. I love that. Yep, it's sort of like the law of attractions. You know, it must be obeyed. It doesn't matter if you belief is not exactly required. Certain laws just are. You can manifest consciously or you can manifest unconsciously. It doesn't really matter. You are manifesting all the time, whether you think you are or not. So I'm not an angel expert by any means, so I would love it if you would teach me more. But I imagine that they are, like, always around. I know when my mom died, I had to go to the courthouse, and I do remember that I was like, you know what? I need two guardian angels right now, one on each side. And it was great because, like, I could picture not these little floaty things that you see, you know, on certain cards, but these, like, soldiers. You know, they were taller than me, and I'm pretty big, Schroeder. I'm just about 6 feet, and they were armed, and it was wonderful. I just felt like everything moved so easily through that courthouse. And I really felt, I could feel like protection. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that is definitely how archangels appear. I mean, sometimes they appear as colored lights and geometric forms and things. Like Michael is like royal blue geometric patterns, but they're huge. And, you know, they're... You know, they're always there, and they're ready for us to call on them. And, you know, I always encourage people, start talking to them. It's going to be very interesting who answers and who supports you. But, yeah, angels are messengers, and some people even say they're the thoughts of God and the actions of God in motion. The actions plus our consciousness together, and that's kind of what magic is.
Well, I always like, what is it? I think it's a song by Jewel where maybe it's the song Hands. Forgive me, I might have the wrong title. But, you know, at the end she's like, you know, God's hands. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's us, because we're on, as Abraham would say, we're on the cutting edge. That's where we are. You know, we're physical, so we can take action, and that's so important, you know, because we're here. So we're pushing creation, you know, so we are the latest, greatest version of creation. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So even, you know, like now we're doing COVID and stuff, and I know it's scary, and I know that there's a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of people are concerned, and rightfully so, but when I get into that energy, I'm like, wait a minute, Tricia, we're the latest, greatest incarnation of creation. That's us. That's everybody here. Everybody on the call. That's us. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we're like little bits of God, whatever you want to call it, experiencing the physical world. But we're not just physical. We're definitely bigger than just our bodies. We are.
Yeah, it's like there's a part of us.
We're a consciousness.
There's a part of us. A part of us is in, and the rest of us is, you know, with everybody else. It's, we're, you know, we're, like you said, we're bigger than we think we are. I think Marianne Williamson said something like, it's not that people are afraid of, of their little fears and stuff. It's that they're afraid of how powerful they actually are.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, we are. Yep. We're more afraid of our light than our darkness, which is kind of funny when you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we are very powerful beings. And speaking of powerful beings, I want to hear more about what you do as a holistic life and business coach and how you guide people, particularly when they're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, overwhelmed, and especially right now, overwhelmed is a big one because there is a lot of uncertainty, you know, and it's true. And the challenge I have is, like, you know, I do law of attraction, and that's great. And I don't say that lightly, right? But I feel sometimes I meet people and they're very law of attraction type, I'm going to say. And the hardest thing I find sometimes is to get them to say, I'm having a difficulty here, or I feel stuck here, or I have a fear here. You know, when I talk to clients, a lot of times they might start with, yeah, everything's good. So to which my thought is, then why do you need a coach? Or sometimes everything is good and you want to take it to the next level. That's great. But there's still something there. You know, so I love law of attraction, but a lot of times people have to get over that feeling of if they saw The Secret, which to me is just a primer on law of attraction. But if you know nothing about it, it's a great place to start. But it is an introduction. And then they kind of walk away feeling like, well, you can't have a bad thought. And, you know, you can't ever think something bad because, you know, then you're attracting that. And I guess in a broad stroke, that might be true, but at the same time, then people will refuse to say, oh, no, I'll ask them a question maybe from when they were younger. Oh, no, everything was great. You know, and they go into that, everything's good. But the reality is, if you do have stuff, if you have something stuck in your body, you can say everything's good as much as you want, but you are running on everything's not so good. Do you understand what I mean?
I understand, yeah.
So my job is often to unpack that. And it's to unpack that. It's to say, okay, so let's take a look at other things. Because you can have things blocking you. And to me, it runs through your system. Your brain is not just in your head. Your body has memories. Your cells have memories. That's not woo-woo. That's science. That's been scientifically proven. So, you know, it becomes, well, if something's stuck, then your energy is going to get blocked and you're not going to, you know, say rise up, and you might feel blocked to your true potential, or you might, you know, eat that bag of potato chips when you want to lose 5 pounds. You know, like those contradictions. Sometimes we do these things, and even while we do them, it's like, what the heck am I doing?
Yep. Well, you know, you have to be willing to, I think part of the fun thing that we don't realize that the fun is actually in doing the work where you solve the blockage. You know, I think the thing that was kind of crazy with the movie with The Secret, you know, people wanted that red bicycle to appear in their yard, or they wanted a great love to appear in their life. But they didn't realize that the fun is in working to get it and working with the synchronicity, that the signs that are telling you to do those things, because that love or that bicycle really wouldn't have any value to it if bicycles were just appearing in your yard. You know, who would want one of those things?
to quote Richard Bach from what is it called? It was a book about a reluctant messiah. And it was a wonderful book. Wasn't a big book. Probably came out in the late 70s, early 80s. And I loved, he had one phrase, and it just said, you are never given a wish without also being given the power to make it true. He turned the page, and then it just said, you might have to work for it, however. And I thought that was brilliant. I was like, exactly. Action is required, which is not a bad thing. Action is required.
Not at all.
It's all good. That's why we have a body, so we can do things.
Yeah. But, you know, you were saying that you help people who struggle with feeling overwhelmed. So what would someone do if they were trying to, you know, achieve this goal, but they felt overwhelmed? Is there advice that you can say there?
Well, it depends on, you know, what the overwhelm is. Listen, sometimes it really is just, you know, time management. Sometimes it is that, you know, like how many different things are you focusing on at the same time. I had a client who was starting a new business every week. So obviously she was going in too many directions at once, and then she was often falling into overwhelm. And then worse than that, she became like, well, and I can't do it. And see, this just proves how stupid I am. And see, this just proves that I can't do anything. And if you keep letting that go on, you know, sometimes you have a person who actually has challenges with something, maybe the way they were talked to as a child. Or even better, nobody talked to them in any way that was bad. Perfect parents, wouldn't that be lovely if everybody had those? But, you know, still as a kid, sometimes you hear things and you hear them wrong. You know, you hear them with the brain of a child, and you could take away a meaning that was never intended and make that your own meaning. I think those are like vows. I call them vows. So you can make decisions about your life that you needed, or let's flip it to maybe things weren't so great as a child. And so you had to figure out a way to survive. You know, a child's biggest instinct is I'm going to stay alive, right? So you figure out these instincts, but you don't actually need those same instincts. You don't need those same rules when you are in your 20s or in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And yet you're still reacting to things that happen in your life now from the point of view of maybe that 4 or 5 or 6 year old. Do you understand?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, and I even hear, too, that it can be, you know, stuff from other lifetimes that we have to let go. And,
wow.
You know, yeah. And I think forgiveness plays a big part in that, too. Like, you know, we, you know, if someone has said the wrong thing to us, we hold on to that. And then we don't let it go because, you know, then we get mad at ourselves that we held on to it, but then you got to forgive yourself, too. So, you know, it's a lot, you know, forgiving has a lot to do with moving forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, I think the self-forgiveness is really important because we really only have right now, but our brain, it's almost like a figure eight. And that point in the middle of the figure eight, that's the present. But you actually constantly go around that figure eight. So first you're thinking about the future, then you're thinking about when you were 4. Like, did you ever listen to your brain? If you just got quiet and just listened in, it's sort of like a crazy lunatic living inside of you. You know, it does, because it bounces from what you're doing now to something that somebody said to you that insulted you when you were 20 years ago to what you're going to do in 20. It just keeps bouncing. I think that's why they call it a monkey mind, not because they don't like monkeys, but, you know, monkeys, they go from branch to branch to branch. They start moving. You know, that's what your brain does. And then the best part is then you have a really important decision to make, and you ask that. And you wonder why sometimes some of your decisions are kind of like, what the heck? What did I? Why did I do that? Well, who are you listening to? So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of voices in our heads. And
a lot.
You know, the ones that we have to listen to are the ones that are calm and loving, because there's those voices, too. I'm a student on this path too. I mean, I sometimes get the monkey mind, and one of the things that I find that helps me is I like writing stuff down and making lists. I call them kind of like, you know, putting in my order with the universe.
That's great. Oh, that's perfect. And that's actually a process that you can use. And I think it's pretty much called that, you know, just putting in your order. But like, you talked about meditation before. And, you know, on a daily basis, I will meditate. Now, meditate could mean sometimes people think, meditation means transcendental meditation, which is emptying your mind. Yeah, that's one kind of meditation. I mean, I have clients who go, oh, I can't meditate because I can't empty my mind. And I'm like, well, nobody can really empty their mind. So calm down. And some people want a visualization where I can guide them through a meditation just to help them ease into the process. Or, like I said today, I did sound meditation. Sometimes I'll do other meditations. You can just plop meditations from YouTube. You don't have to sit in perfect stillness if that's not your thing. That's not the only type of meditation, but you do have to get centered, you know? And
yep.
I think the morning is the best time to center. It sort of prepaves your day. It sets you up for the rest of your day. So that would be one of the things I teach. Yeah, all of my clients. It's like, can we get you into some type of, you know, morning ritual? Like, what kind of ritual do you have? Sharona, do you have something you do every morning?
Yeah, well, I have my rituals that I do, and they don't have to be. The interesting thing is people think that you have to do it for an hour. Sometimes for me it's just simple as, you know, lighting an incense and breathing it in, or putting on a diffuser and inhaling essential oils. But that, you know, that one moment when you can appreciate that, you know, or, you know, I love my tarot cards. So just taking out a tarot card and looking at it, and you don't have to get like a heavy meaning from the tarot card. You can just say, why am I looking at red? What is it about red? What is the energy of that color that I need to appreciate? But, it's, you know, it's basically appreciation.
Yeah. There you go. It's like setting an intention. To me, when you do like a morning ritual, and like you said, it does not have to be a long ritual, but, you know, you set an intention. I think Tony Robbins used to have, like, power questions. You know, you could be in the shower. Again, if you shower in the morning, that's a great place. You go into the shower, and again, if you just listen to your head, after all, you're like, what is going on in here? How did we get so busy? I just got up, you know? And instead, you know, I think it was a Tony Robbins suggestion that he, you know, ask better questions. You know, like, what can I be grateful for this morning while you're taking your five-minute shower? You know, what's something good I could do for somebody today? And that could be as simple as a smile. I know if you have your masks on, they're hard to see. But maybe in your house you could smile at a person or on your Zoom call, you know. I mean, we do have to adjust a little, but that's part of the fun.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always, you know, when I go out, you know, out into the streets of Manhattan and I've got my mask on and all those things, I'm smiling under my mask.
Yeah.
And what's funny is when I look at people and they have their mask on, I picture that they're smiling too. So even if they're frowning, I'm getting smiles.
Isn't that great? That's great.
Yeah.
And so everybody's saying, I can't see anybody. And you're going, no, I see everybody. And they have grins on. They are smiling.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned essential oils before, oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And essential oils, and I am a big believer in essential oils as far as raising your vibration, because you talked about raising your vibration. Absolutely. That's what they do. They actually raise your vibration. That's why they're so important. But I'm picky with my oils. I pretty much stay to one brand, and I would just say, please don't buy 99-cent store oils, you know, because they are potent.
Yeah.
And if they have synthetics in them, they can actually be harmful, depending on how sensitive you are. So, yeah, just the really pure ones. But I couldn't live without them. They're part of my toolkit. They really are. Yeah.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, if they want to, you know, get a recommendation of what we think are the best oils, or also, I know people are going to want to get in touch with you, Patricia, for coaching, you know, just go to, when you're on the Psychic Talk Radio, you know, go to, my email there is Sharona@psychictalknet.com. But just go in there and you can click on my picture and you can send me a message, and I'll be, you know, happy to send that information along to you.
Oh, that's great.
And,
yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're out of energy? You know, we're talking about energy. Do we ever get out of energy?
Oh, no, that never happens, especially now, right? Yeah. And again, you know, it depends. Some people, because again, when you're talking about overwhelm, when I look at a client, it could be things like, are you getting enough sleep? You know, and if you're not, because you're too tense, as you said, the essential oils are wonderful for helping in that process. You know, I would first ask, you know, kind of, I guess, exterior questions like, are you getting the sleep that you need? Are you hydrated? Are you having enough, you know, water, enough fluids going into you? I don't mean drinking gallons, but sometimes people don't realize they've barely had anything all through the day. And if you're drinking all that sugary stuff, that doesn't really count as liquid. That counts as something else, you know. That's just not liquid. So sometimes it's basic stuff, like just shifting that. Oh, yeah, let me have a glass of water. You know, that it really does help, and it revives you. Or standing up. I would do that with my students. Sometimes they'd be sitting there, and I could see that they were sort of fading, and all of a sudden I would go, get up. And they didn't know what was going on. And I'd make them jump up and down. And then they just thought I was a crazy person. And maybe I am. But still, their energy was better. And then I'd sit them back down. So you can move your body, you know, if you change your physiology, right? That will also change your state. Again, I get that from Tony Robbins, but then again, he got that from somebody else. That's the beauty of it. This stuff makes sense. So sometimes you can just really just change your physical state, and you will feel more awake, especially if you need to be awake. You know, like if you're fading and you really have to be there, then you have to do something. Don't just lie there. Don't put that posture of I'm tired. Sit up straight. Sometimes it's just very physical things you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, besides water, breathing is, I think people don't realize how important breathing is. I mean, they now with everything that's going on, we should be really aware of how important our breath is. And I always say, you know, when you breathe, like I, you know, like put your feet on the, you know, a good exercise is just to sit down, put your feet on the ground, and just picture that you're drawing the breath up from Mother Earth through your feet and drawing it up. And then once it gets to the top of your head, just exhale. And when you exhale, you're letting go of all that, you know, negative dark stuff, you know, that's exactly what our body is doing. You know, breathing is you bring in the good and you let go the old needed stuff.
Well,
kind
I mean,
of like feng shui.
Yeah, well, in the most basic, I mean, that's spirit. Spirit in the Bible is described as breath. I mean, that's what it is. If you stop breathing, guess what? You're not in your body anymore. You're going to exit. You know, the breath is continuous. You need it. I do Reiki as well. I'm a Reiki master, and I've had experience where people will, you know, on the table, I will tell them, I will ask them to take a deep breath. You know, as you said, it's like a cleansing breath. And I've had people tell me, I don't know how. I mean, these are people in their 40s, and they're like, I can't take a deep breath. And I realize they're breathing, you know, they're very shallow breathing. I'm a singer, and I also teach voice. So then it becomes like, okay, let's get that, you know, that baby breath going. You know, babies, infants, they don't even, only their belly seems to breathe. They're actually pretty fascinating. It's like nothing happens. It's all around the navel, and they take these big breaths. Those creatures, they are breathing, those little babies. They get it. And then we forget. And it's very important.
Well, that is so true. Oh, my goodness. We're almost near the bottom of the hour. But what I do, Patricia, is I always draw a card for the day.
Yeah.
What is the message that we need to know today? So, the card that I drew today is the Four of Cups. And the deck that I'm working with is the ever famous Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And if you remember with this card, there's this guy and this figure, and they're sitting under a tree. And their arms are crossed over their chest, and in front of them are three golden cups, and then there's also a cloud, like a hand of God, that's sticking out a cup to this figure who's sitting under the tree, not even paying attention. And what's so funny is, like, you know, this is not planned. You know, we were talking about, you know, you have to be awake to
yes.
all the gifts that are around you. And look at what the card that came up.
Wow, talk about synchronicity.
Yep, it is pretty wild stuff. So, you know, I always tell people we gotta, you know, be awake. And I think that also raises your vibration. I mean, and, you know, look at the, you know, energy that's around you and enjoy it and seek pleasure in it.
Yes, and I think the Japanese call it, is it foresting, something like that. You know, I love seeing things and like anything else. But, you know, if it doesn't make sense to me, that doesn't mean that it's not good. It means it's not making sense to me. Sometimes I'll collect information because it's great for a client. It's just what they need, but it might not be what I need at the time. But, man, when I saw this thing about foresting, and it was a small article. I even forget where, but they were saying even people who live in, like, in the city or where there's not a lot of trees, they'll be like, well, you have to buy artwork with, like, this forest. And I live not too far from a park. I got out there this morning. It's almost like you need to get into it. You have to, like, just go walk through nature. You know, my partner will say, oh, you're saying hi to the trees again. I say, yes, I am. Because if you actually say hi to them and wait, they say hi back, which is pretty amazing and wonderful. It's like, oh, you heard me. It's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you get an answer. You really do.
Yes.
If you have a question, go out, go for a walk, go in nature and whatever nature you have. I mean, like people go, where's the nature in New York City? Well, I mean, you
Central
can
Park.
Also get nature. Yeah, there's Central Park, but there's also the nature of being in humanity. You know, we're all,
yes.
you know, not to put that down the least. Well, it looks like we got some callers. Our switchboard is lighting up, Patricia. Do you want to, shall we take some calls?
Please do, yes.
So, yeah, okay. So let's see who has been waiting the longest. And I am going to put on, we have a caller on area code 914, which sounds like a local number. Area code 914, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm going to put you back in the queue. You might have walked away, but we got more calls that are coming in. So I'm gonna put that call back in the queue. Let me try again. I just noticed something.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna try again with that 914. Hey, caller 914. How you doing? Are you there? Okay. I guess they might have walked away from the phone, so I'm gonna mute them again. Okay. We're going to caller area code. 415, area code 415, are you there? Hello?
Hello. Hi, I am here.
Hi.
Hi.
You got a lovely voice.
Yes.
How you doing?
Thank you. Good.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi, Anne from Seattle. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Do you want to add something to our conversation or you have a question?
Yeah.
How can we help you?
What? Anything you see for me for August, just things to focus on, you know, things to I'm going to be moving to a whole different type of work than I did before. So anything especially about becoming more clear on my next area.
Okay. I'm going to do a little angel Reiki on you too, okay? I want you to pull in and reach out your hand, and I want you to grab, picture there's a big ball of golden light in front of you. And that's Archangel Jophiel. And I want you to pull her light into your solar plexus, because she's all about self-confidence and beauty and all those things that you need. She'll give you like an extra dose of that, because she's coming through loud and clear right now.
Oh,
and I'm just
going
to...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of things have been changing with my solar plexus, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you need to worry. I mean, it looks like the biggest thing that you're going to have to look at is you're going to see a lot of choices coming your way. Okay?
Oh, great.
And once you pick it, you're going to be really busy. You know, you're going to really get busy. So it's also saying kind of enjoy the downtime that's going on right now, because once, you know, everything gets into action, you're going to be very, very busy. Patricia, what are you picking up? And, you know, some coaching that you can have, or some, I know that you do some interesting modalities. So maybe you have something you can suggest to Anne, too, that she can do.
Hi, Sharona.
Hey.
Yeah, I got dropped.
Patricia.
I got dropped from the call and had to call back in, so I'm sorry.
Oh.
I came in at the very end of you speaking. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Can
well,
you recap?
Back
I'm sorry.
In.
Yeah, well, nothing like technology. It's great when it works, you know? It really is.
I know.
But I'm back. So is it possible to recap?
Yeah. Well, Anne was saying that, you know, she is going to be starting like new work. And I was saying how right now there's going to be a lot of choices coming up, and that she should really enjoy what's going on to relax a little bit, because when she gets busy, she's going to get really busy. And also, we're working with her solar plexus, you know, bringing in that self-confidence. What are you seeing, Patricia? I know you have a modality that you offer that I think is really awesome that you can maybe do with Anne.
Okay. Well, I mean, Anne, did you ever hear of tapping or EFT, emotional freedom technique? It's all the same thing.
Yeah, I use it. I do that.
Oh, you use it. So have you done any tapping around feeling nervous?
Yeah.
And how do you feel after you tap?
Yeah, it feels better.
It feels better? Okay. So you can use that even just to ground yourself. Again, I'm not really sure what your question was. I know that Sharona mentioned something about you having a new job. Did you start it already?
No, I don't. I'm looking for a new job, not just a new job, I'm changing my whole. The work I did before COVID, it really doesn't exist any longer, and it's time for a new thing as well.
Do you know what direction you're headed out in? Do you have an idea?
Not a specific. Just one thing I was asking about is to bring in clarity of more specific.
Ah, okay. Well, it's good that you said that. I mean, usually before, when I have a client, we usually do a clarity session before, just to make sure that we understand exactly how you want to move forward, which is always a good thing. But did you ever try tapping just on getting clarity?
Not so much for that specific thing. So I'll try that specific.
Yeah,
question.
I mean, you can definitely do that and just see what happens. You know, you could just do a deep. I do a lot of times, again, especially with clients that don't breathe well or aren't used to consciously taking a deep breath and letting it out. You can tap, and as you tap through each point, you could just breathe in and breathe out. Just have your feet flat on the floor. And sometimes just that, it'll give you that clarity. You don't have to think of a question. Just tap.
I see.
It's very grounding. Yeah.
Interesting. Right.
Yeah. That helps. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And I'm going to put you back in the queue, Anne, because as we do other calls, sometimes we're answering a question for another caller, but there's also you're in the right place at the right time to also hear an answer for you know what it is that you need help with. So I'm going to carefully put you back in the queue here so you can listen. And
hello.
It looks like the caller who's waiting the longest, the next one, is area code 216. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
I didn't catch your name.
I didn't hear it.
I'm calling from Ohio.
Another Patricia. Oh, my goodness.
Is this Patricia?
Where did I hear that name before?
My concerns are regarding creating opportunities for myself, which I've started to do, meaning I've started getting up a Facebook business page for my energy clearing healing services. And, of course, I'm having to working on obtaining clients and getting that ready. But also I've got to do other things like freelancing to support myself, which I'm in such a major learning phases. And I decided on doing it with the freelance writing and freelance proofreading. And I'm going to be just learning it. I don't have money to be, you know, spending on this and that. So with the proofreading, I know that I would have to invest something. Anyway, I'd like to know, not just being here in Ohio, and this Cleveland, Ohio has a lot of difficulty. And just I will be relocating next year. That's been pushed back to the Pacific Northwest. I have had difficulty, and now I've decided to work from my home. No more working out in face-to-face because people are not, most people are not wearing their masks.
Okay.
Will this, is this with the proofreading, will that produce for me the freelance writing, meaning getting some paying clients?
So you're looking for both paying clients for both your proofreading and your energy business, correct?
Yes, the energy business, and of course I have to get another job. I'm freelancing basically with that, and that's all. This is new to me because I was an employee, so I'm shifting from that into this new world, so to speak. And of course, I'm relocating to the Pacific Northwest, and so I'm going to do a remote job that's based there, like Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably be customer service related. So what do you see, I mean, money-wise with this? And I'm on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, meaning building relationships by writing posts and articles about, I started with the energy, you know, healing and, you know, the benefits of this, and of course I know that new service is needed now.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going for a global audience.
Yeah.
And as I said, the challenges I've had here, and I've really expended a lot of energy here, and it's just been really negative. And of course I'm more than happy to leave. Will the energy healing, the freelance proofreading and the writing work out? And of course, I'm working on learning another skill set with audio and video editing to again give me an income stream and, you know, an audience to service their needs.
Okay, well, I think it's going to work out quite well, okay? That you're definitely doing what you have to do, you know, with learning new things and, you know, looking into new options. I think it's going to work out well. I think you're going to be quite a success at it. What I do see is you need to work it all together. You know, it's kind of like you can't think of this is, you know, this is a job and then this is what I really want to do. I think there's a way to spin it all together that's mm-hmm. going to be how you're going to get your customers, because, you know, mixing it all together, you know, because I'm seeing you mixing everything and balancing it everything and taking a little bit from this one and a little bit from that one. So I'm getting that you're going to be okay with this change. What are you picking up, Patricia?
Patricia? Well, I mean, I'm listening to all the different things that are being done, right? You're taking a lot of steps, a lot of action steps, which is great. Plus, it sounds like you're taking some, you know, because when you're taking action steps, when you're building your own business, there's some things you do that don't make you money right away, and then there's some things that do. So I guess my question would be, either are you able to not make steady income for a little while, or do you need that right away as well? Because that should color your actions.
Well, I've been needing it, so yes, I do need it now.
Okay. Because you're looking at all the things you're doing, it might be beneficial to make a list of what's making me money now and what's going to take a while. Because if you need the money now, then you want to focus on the things that are going to make you money now. Not to say that you can't do everything else. That's why I asked you how urgent it was.
Right. I realized that. But like I said, the learning curve with these, you know, these items, and like I said, I was, even before COVID, I was having, it was just, it's just been hell living here.
Okay.
And just, you know, finding quality work, and then the people, it just seems like, and I've tried to really I've joined groups and, you know, have the community with, and yes, I've gone through a dark night of the soul, and yes, I guess my karma's being cleaned out. And but I've come through that. I've taken back my power, and I was, you know, doing a particular learning. I was studying audio engineering at a community college, and the males there, most of them in that department, were bullying me, being abusive, and started sexually harassing me. And of course, nothing was done. And of course, I didn't even mention sexual harassment because, you know. And these were females that, you know, I talked to. I mean, being a counselor and, you know, the little whatever. And, of course, you know, they're only they're not concerned about my civil rights. But they, you know, obviously it was different for them. And, I mean, the anger and the frustration that I have felt. And I know, yes, I, you know, had to release that. And that took a long while to do. But yes, it's and yes, the world is going through this changes we're going through now. There's going to be more darkness, for lack of a better word, that's coming forth. I mean, with the changes, with this health crisis, with the world economy, and I've got to prepare myself. And I mean, yes, all people do, but I'm responsible for me.
Right. Absolutely.
And. Yeah, because I came here to help a relative who claimed they wanted my help, and of course their actions showed otherwise. And even creating a product, so to speak, because I know obviously there's more than one way to obtain money, and it's not just through a job. I get that.
Yes.
But in the meantime. So yeah, like I said, I've been looking up these these side gigs type of things, and and either I don't have the right equipment, or what I do have, it's not able to be that supportive. And I mean, you got the others there, you know, they're paying all this pennies crap, which
yes,
you know,
yes, I've
I don't
seen
have time.
Them. Yes.
Yeah. And so, so yes, I understand. I mean, you know, I know I'm not into, you know, oh, I'm going to make $1 million, you know, next week. No.
Right.
That's great. That will take me a few years. But yeah, like I said, and change, we go through our changes and ready for my spiritual, journey and, you know, life's journey of serving. I get that. My God. So, chosen. I was either Washington State or Oregon. It was either Portland, Oregon. Not so much Seattle because there's a higher cost of living. But I thought about possibly, oh, goodness, Vancouver, Washington, or maybe Tacoma, Washington. I don't know if do you pick up any energies that are more suited for me there? Portland, I know I've said so much. Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington, Tacoma, Washington. And yes,
well,
I started.
Well, do you
research.
Have you? Yeah. Well, have you gotten any offers from those places? I mean, before, what I'm getting is before you pick a spot, you know, you have to see if they're, you know, you're getting any offers. Have you applied for any? You're in Ohio now, and you you want to move to another place. So
right.
You really can't go until you get an offer for that place. So
yes,
there's that work that has to be done. Yeah.
I did start applying a year ago, and then this was when I was focused on Seattle. And this is definitely before COVID. And I had not, goodness, I did talk to somebody, but, you know, there was no offer. And so, yes, I was, you know, starting to apply with the skill set I do have. You know, an office, you know, receptionist, and I can type and so
I have
on
a question.
There.
It just came
yes.
to me when you were talking, because my daughter did this. Is why I'm thinking she was in a job in a position, and it, she didn't, you know, she didn't feel like she was able to level up or whatever, and she felt like they were dangling things, and she doesn't like, you know, when people operate in that way. And she called me one day and she said, "Well, I just put out my resume like to the world." I said, "What?" She goes, "Yeah. I put out, you know, what I do, and I just put it out there. I guess there's some kind of online service." Like, she was putting up stuff. She's in New York. She was putting up stuff. You know, she goes with Wyoming. She didn't care. She just looked for jobs that she could apply to, that she was qualified to do, and she just put it up there because she felt like that just moved the energy. And she actually got a wonderful job offer and didn't have to move. But it was almost like a way to unclog, you know, and you just feel that blockage. So I know you're specifying certain places. I'm not sure why. Maybe you have relatives there or something. But even if you want to just, like, throw a wide net just of your skills on those, you know, on those employment, what are they called? All those different websites where you can put up your resume and just see.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, and I, you know, appreciate what you're saying. But like I said, I'm tired of winter, so that takes out the East Coast, the Midwest.
Okay.
No South.
Okay, so, but see, this is what I'm hearing now, which is great. You have very definite reasons why you want to go certain places. You're not just...
Right.
Can you put out just for those states? Is there a way just to apply that way? Just throw your resume out there and see what comes back.
Yeah. Yes. And yes, I know it rains in Seattle and, you know, in Washington State, and that it is gray and gloomy for a good portion of the year, so I get that part. But I can, for what I've been through here, I mean, I can handle that. So, all right, so I'll take that suggestion.
Great, yeah.
I see you. What you're going to have to do, though, is besides applying, you've got to practice talking. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they I did. I applied and got jobs that I didn't even want, but I wanted to go through the exercise of going in there and interviewing and talking to people. So, you know, apply for stuff even locally that you almost don't want to do, but just to get the practice of getting that energy moving and talking and everything, because you can always turn the job down. But the angels are showing me, you know, that, you know, talking, that talk, the answer is in talking and listen to what they're saying and to their suggestion. I mean, that's all the part of the networking part. So your phone and the internet and talking to people is going to be really important in solving this.
Okay. All right.
And because the angel that's coming through too is Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael is also associated with the throat chakra. You know, talking. And, you know, standing in what is your value. So you might want to call in the blue light. But your way out, they keep saying, is talk, 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 and communicate to people. And, you know, ask them for a job. And if you get turned down, ask why. This is something that I want to do. And can you offer me some information? That's what I'm getting. You too, Patricia?
Yeah,
yeah, well, the throat chakra, there's your truth. So, yeah.
All right.
I'll speak in your truth.
Yeah, because I was applying for all types of jobs, not just one type here.
Okay.
And
well,
apply
to all types and see, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but do you have any knowing or the angels talking to you as to why, I mean, I just got so much grief and negativity these years I've been here? It's been about 8 years.
Well, I'm getting golf, so you gotta forgive all the people that did hurt you, but the most important person you gotta forgive is yourself, because you're taking guilt because you might have let these people hurt you. You gotta really kind of forgive and just go with a clean slate.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. Well, thanks for the suggestions, and keep moving forward.
Okay,
yeah.
You can do it. I know you can. I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we've got to
talk
about what's coming up on the radio network. Okay, so everybody, I need to let you know what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and I need to let you know that tomorrow, Monday, August the 10th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have a wonderful show that's called The Wisdom of the Soul Show with Janice Fuchs. And she has a lot of really great messages from Spirit. And on Wednesday, August the 12th, also at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, Catherine Hahn will be on with the Compassionate Light Show. And she also takes calls, and her show is going to be about trusting yourself and trusting the universe. And then on Friday, one of my favorite shows is going to be on, that's Friday, August the 14th, and that's also, in fact, it looks like all of our shows right now are going to be on 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Of course, they go out all over the world, so you just go in there and see what time works for you. And the doctors will be in, and that's going to be with the hosts, Dr. Rose Wilkinson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. And they're going to be, they've been doing a whole show on shamanic journeying. And that's also about, you know, we're talking about, you know, this whole thing about going back, forgiving all of the things that have happened, and moving forward. So that looks like a really good show. And I want to let you know that 2 weeks from today, I'll be back. Magic Universe will be back on Sunday, the 23rd, same time. And I'm going to be doing on that show by request. People wanted me to do a show where it's just open lines where you can call in, You can get yourself some angel Reiki, and I'll be doing free tarot readings all show long. So that'll be in 2 weeks. So for those of you who even called in, call back in and let me know how you're doing. So, Patricia, it looks like we have time to take maybe, I'm looking at how our clock is going by, we can try to take one more call. So,
great.
Yeah, it looks like it's a Skype call because it says 111111. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Sorry, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Canada.
Canada. Hello, Canada.
Yes,
and your first name is?
Jay.
What is your first name? Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying our conversation today? Anything
yes,
you
I
want
am.
To add to it? Yeah.
Just before, yes, I, my question is, I have two questions, not psychic questions, but one of the questions that I see humanity going through a lot of change and people don't know what to do because they're in a state of kind of like shock and also disbelief way life was supposed to be. So what are some simple things that we can do on an everyday basis to keep us sane in these times of turbulence?
That's a great question.
Oh.
So I think
a
lot of that has to do with morning rituals, really. I mean, starting from when you get up is you know, how are you deciding that your day is going to go? Do you do meditation or anything like that? Are you familiar with it?
Oh, for sure. I've done lots of meditation. I'm getting back into yoga again, and actually going to be right after show. I'm going to do some drumming outside, native drumming.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I love that. Yeah. So just setting up those rituals. I mean, if you look at yourself, do you feel calmer when you finish that? You feel calmer, more centered?
Oh, for sure. Definitely it does. You can tell when you're out of practice, and when you get into practice, you can definitely tell the difference.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I know for myself, like I put on, as again, we're going back to essential oils, but before I venture out into the Wild West, as I sometimes think of it, depending on how the day feels, I will definitely use certain essential oils because I just want to keep my energy where it is. I call it spiky aura. Sometimes I just feel like people are very spiky coming towards you, you know, and I feel for them, but I need my day to flow a certain way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is there anything else you can add? Do you know anything that's happening in the next couple of months in regards to what we can do? Because we're actually heading in towards the fall season, and we're not sure what's going to happen, what's going on. So I just wondered anything we can do for the autumn, fall coming up.
Are you talking about job-related or?
I'll get more clear on that. It's just like what can you do in terms of, because we won't be able to really go outside as much as before, so what can we do to keep ourselves, like I said, in a sane, you know, attitude, right, and just keep ourselves grounded. Just wondered what little things we can do during the autumn and fall that we can't do in summertime.
That you can't do in summertime? I don't know. The indoor stuff, I feel like I can do it, you know, pretty much all year long, so... Again, the ritual in the morning. I'm a big person for tapping because that grounds you automatically. I don't know if you know anything about tapping.
Yeah, tapping, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, people don't realize they could be using it more than they are just to sort of center them. If that's what you're looking for, if you're just looking to stay out of overwhelm or are you just looking for other things to do, like you used to do stuff outside and now you can't.
Okay. And my second question is, that are people who are coming to you nowadays, Patricia, are they kind of like in a daze or lost in some sort of way, in a way of like, where's my direction, purpose? Are they asking more questions than ever before now? Are they waking up?
Yes. Like, I think that this is a moment where some people are taking a deep look and, you know, maybe some people are making decisions. Like, you know, what I was doing, I really now just for the first time realized I don't think it's really what I want anymore. So in that way, I think there's definitely like a deeper questioning of what, you know, how can I find meaning? Like you said, the things that you used to do, many of those things you can't do anymore. So, or you can do them, but they're being way curtailed. So it does become like, why am I here? You know, so what would I like to do? So I find some people are, who maybe never thought about it before, really, you know, and I think job-wise a lot, like they take a job and they just do it, and it's not necessarily the job that they dreamed about. Maybe they never really dreamed about anything. You know, they just kind of went through it. You know, sometimes a lot of people really are walking, and they're going through their life sort of in a dream state where they're not really thinking about what do I actually want to create. So, yeah, definitely. And a lot of people, I will say, they are, it's more confusion. It's not like, well, I'm a manager in my job and I want to go to here, or I started this business and I wanted to go to there. Those are very direct, but some people are just feeling confused. It is an interesting time. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. I just find that when I'm talking to people about this, it's they don't want to go deeper. They only just want to touch upon maybe a little bit of things, but not go deeper into it to find out maybe where some truths are. But I just feel that people, maybe because they're in a daze right now, is that they've been lied to in a way of how things are supposed to be out in the world and the way I'm supposed to do my thing. Or, you know, that it's an interesting time that and people feel not obligated, but people feel deceived in a way. That's what I'm finding right now.
They feel deceived.
Oh, and deceived in what way? And deceived not in, like, way they've been told to do things and way they're supposed to create things and buy things and, you know, how are you part of this consumer market, you know? It just that's what I'm finding out now.
Yeah, I often ask,
I'm getting,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Sharona.
Yeah, I think this is a moment, too, where, you know, everyone's saying, oh, I wanted to get back to normal, but maybe what we thought was normal wasn't bringing us joy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, things have changed, but maybe we rejected that. Maybe it wasn't what was, you know, bringing us joy in life. So this is the moment, too, to kind of, you know, we were, you know, when I hear people saying we were lied to, we were, it was not our joy. It was joy that we were sold that we should be happy with. And we really need to find out what it is that we personally want, not what, you know, was advertised as being something to achieve. And, you know, this is the moment to kind of figure that out. You know, that maybe
True.
That so-called normal wasn't that great either. You know, that was,
True.
If that was a lie, then maybe this is the time to find out what is intrinsically the thing for us.
And, you know, I love to ask my clients a question. I'll just go, you know, well, what if everything you were ever taught is wrong? And they're usually like, what? I said, again, I don't mean anybody was trying to hurt you or lie to you. I'm not even going there. But just what if? What if everything you've been taught is wrong? I said, you know, how does that feel in your body? And, you know, some people will be like, I feel a little more open, you know. Some people get very closed down, like, oh, no, it can't be wrong. You know, but that's, you know, A Course in Miracles will talk about things like, you know, you look at something and you just say, I don't know what that is. You somebody taught you what this is, and that's it. But, again, sometimes if I'm looking at the world or I'm feeling those vibes, I'll say, Patricia, what if everything you were taught is wrong? And now I have a perspective of I really don't know. Not in a bad way, in a curious way.
Yeah,
I'm getting, you know, the twice I shuffled the cards, two different decks, and the card that I got is the card that's, it's in one deck they call it a leaf of faith, another card they call it the dreamer, but it's basically the Fool card. And it's really going, you know, now is the time to go out there. It's a, you know, look at it as a new beginning, a fresh opportunity, and really go out there and know that you're kind of creating everything. You can create what happens in your life. And, you know, just kind of your, I think everyone is awakening to their soul path and just kind of look at it as an adventure, you know, that this is not a punishment, but a great adventure.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's a great adventure now for sure.
It sure is.
Humanity.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take action. You know, talk to your guides. Do your drumming. There will be guides that will come to you. And you'll get ideas to take action because they will always point you in the right direction. They're standing right next to you. And, you know, see this as a great opportunity that we were, you know, we came into this lifetime to create this new world. And, you know, we're lucky to be here.
Well, for sure. For sure, for humanity reasons too, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And
thanks for
I'm looking at the clock, and we are going to run out of tape in the taping machine, Patricia. So what I'm going to do is, before we just get cut off by the taping machine, I just want to remind everyone that I'll be back in 2 weeks, which is August the 23rd, and same time, same station, 2 p.m. Eastern, or whatever time 2 p.m. Eastern is where you are. And that show, I'm going to be just doing calls, you know, call in, and we'll be just talking about stuff. And looking forward to that, and looking forward to talking to everyone. And Patricia, thank you for joining me today. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and if anybody's interested in a clarity session, just contact Sharona, which would be wonderful. There's no charge for that. It's just to see whether or not we would be a good fit working together. I would love it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, my lovely listeners, I want to just say this is your magic mama, as I call myself. I'm Sharona Rapsick. And, you know, I do want to thank each one of you for joining me today. And what I'd like for you to take away with you today is remember, everything is energy. Right, Patricia? And
yes,
pay attention to it because there are answers there. There are, they'll get answers and solutions. And then the other thing, too, which is so important, is I always tell people, focus on what is positive in your life right now. Because what you're doing is you're putting out a blueprint to the universe to show them, okay, this makes me happy. And it knows what to send back to you. You know, because if you worry and you focus on what's wrong, guess what happens? The universe is going to give you more of that because it's going to think, hey, that's what they want. So focus on what is positive in your life, and you will attract even more positive situations. And don't forget, we live in a magic universe. So I always tell people, keep your energy and your vibrations up high. I mean, just if nothing else, just say thank you. Thank you, thank you. When something happens and you see something, say thank you. It's a magical word. And until we meet again, on Sunday, the next in 2 weeks, I want to wish every one of you countless blessings and high vibrations. And I do want to let you know that I love you all. I love you, Patricia.
Love you too, Sharona. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Bye, everyone.